With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of the Northeast getting a taste of what much of the Midwest and the South have experienced in recent days. A heat wave sending temperatures and humidity levels soaring has expanded to the east. They'll be cranking up the AC today in cities including Washington and Baltimore, Philadelphia and New York. The on-again, off-again Gaza ceasefire talks are off again. The discussions in Qatar have been cut short by the U.S., which is suggesting that one of the parties to the talks is not serious.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says mediators made a great effort, but Hamas does not appear to be acting in good faith. He says the U.S. will consider alternative options to bring the hostages home and try to create a more stable environment for the people of Gaza.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. French President Macron announcing plans to recognize a Palestinian state, the first of the G7 nations to do so. Recognition would come in September. It's being condemned by both the U.S. and Israel. Israel's prime minister says such a state would be a launch pad to destroy Israel. The late Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell expected to meet again today with Attorney General Bondi's deputy following a day-long Q&A yesterday.
The meeting between Maxwell and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is a part of the DOJ's effort to seem transparent. That's after the department got backlash over an earlier refusal to release additional Epstein records. Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, David Oscar Marcus, after the meeting.
There were a lot of questions and we went all day and she answered every one of them.
Epstein died in 2019 in a New York jail while awaiting trial. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 68 points higher. NASDAQ futures 3 points lower. This is SRN News. It's victory for religious freedom in New York.
The state will pay nearly $250,000 in attorney's fees and drop its case against a Christian photographer who refused to work on gay weddings. Emily Carpenter ran afoul of New York's non-discrimination laws, which include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity, and provide no exemption for religious people. The action in the case comes as the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled in favor of freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Florida Attorney General has subpoenaed records of a popular restaurant after it hosted a gay pride event last month that was apparently open to all ages, violating a state law that restricts venues from admitting children to adult performances. The state accuses the eatery in Vero Beach of putting adult sexualized performers in front of children. Florida's Protection of Children Act is aimed at keeping kids out of any adult performance. This is SRN News. Looks like the cost of getting that chocolate fix will be going up.
The Hershey Company has confirmed its plans to raise prices across its portfolio, blaming the increase on the rising cost of ingredients, particularly cocoa. The Hershey Company, whose brands include Reese's, Almond Joy, and Kit Kat, among others, has, quote, worked hard to absorb those costs and keep most of its offerings under $4 for years, according to a spokesperson. Price changes are expected to go into effect this fall, with the average increase to be in the low double-digit percentages. Cocoa prices have more than doubled over the past 2 years due to poor weather and disease in West Africa, which supplies more than 70% of the world's cocoa. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A California utility, Southern California Edison, is setting up a compensation program. It's for victims of January's Los Angeles area wildfires. The Eaton Fire killed 19 people, destroyed more than 9,400 homes and other structures. More details at SRNNews.com.